On the show today, we have a tribute to the Ginny Awards for the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. They're happening this weekend, and with us will be Managing Director Mike Galloway and producer for the show, Prue Runkle, and we'll hear some highlights from this past year's shows and maybe even a peek at the new season. It's live and local on FM 90.9. Those are the opening selections from the Symphonic Dances from the musical West Side Story by Leonard Bernstein. And that recording was made by Leonard Bernstein and the Los Angeles Philharmonic. West Side Story is one of the shows going to be on the 2011 season for the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. It's going to be their, I'm not sure how many annual, how manyth annual Kathy Murphy student production, sixth annual Kathy Murphy student production. I'll be pleased to be the music director for that, actually, after having been the music director for the very first one, which was Les Miserables, well, it must have been 6 years ago. And we're talking about the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company on today's edition of Live and Local because they're having their annual Ginny Awards this Saturday at the Chancellor Ballroom of the I Hotel and Conference Center on South First Street in Champaign. The event is open to the public. And with me here today to talk about it are Managing Director for the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, Mike Galloway, and what do we call you, Prue? Producer of
Awards? That would work. Maybe co-chair with Cindy Hayvice.
There you go. Co-chair with Cindy. And pleased to have both of you on the show today. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Why Ginny Awards? My promo for this for today's show was, you've heard of the Oscars and the Tonys and the Emmys, and of course, I guess the Oscar nominees were just announced. Yeah. And why the Ginnies?
Prue?
Well,
now you know why I brought her with me.
Well, Prue has the long history with the company.
Well, in fact, my friend Pam O'Rear and I decided that this would be a good event for the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, for the members, and to get everybody together and have a good time, not necessarily a fundraising, but just a night of getting together.
And how that was how many years ago?
And that was, oh my goodness, it was the year, I don't know, what it was in the 90s,
in the 90s.
Believe. Yes.
Well, that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Back in the day.
And we came up with the idea because of the Virginia Theater, where all of our shows were being produced. And the Ginny is short for Virginia.
Excellent.
So that was the idea, and it works. The Emmys, the Ginnies, it all, it's the same kind of thing.
And the idea is to pay tribute to the previous season shows and the performers and have a little fun and have a little food and have a little program at the event itself. And so different years you've done it different ways in determining who wins the various awards, but how are the, what are the categories for nomination? They're nowhere near as many at the as at the Academy Awards, but what are the categories, if you remember all of them?
I do remember them. It's male actor, female actor, supporting male actor, supporting female actor, up-and-coming actor, actress, musical moment, dramatic moment, dance moment, and comedic moment.
And what determines a an up-and-coming actor or actress?
Well, it's someone who is younger, usually, and haven't been in very many shows. They have maybe a smaller role, a significant role, but smaller. And it's just kind of to garner interest in the younger kids and let them know we appreciate what they do as well.
And every once in a while it hasn't been a kid, but somebody who just is pretty new to the company.
Right, exactly.
Last year's shows, we have some highlights from most of them. Mike, I think you're in your, what, third or fourth year with the company?
Going on third year.
going on the third year. And I've noticed anyway some differences in some of the programming that have happened since you've gotten here and some types
good
of shows. I'm just saying there were differences.
Yes. There's been some changes.
For example, there's been some concert shows that have been done as fundraisers.
Yeah, the In Concert series started out with Tommy, and actually this year we're getting ready right now to do our new one. Rockin' Salute to Broadway will be February 21st at the Laborers Union Hall. It's a Monday night. And we have three special guests from Broadway coming in to do some songs with us. It's our cast of about 20, and them. We'll be doing duets and songs from Dreamgirls and Tommy and Cats. We'll have Lloyd Webber medley, and it's just going to be a fun evening. We got a lot of raffle prizes that we're doing, and it's just a big night of fundraiser for us and the In Concert again to continue it. So we're excited about it.
February 21st, you said?
Yep.
Dreamgirls was the first show I was ever music director for.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, and I still remember quite fondly a lot of the kids who were in that cast. That was for the Illini Union Board at the University of Illinois.
That's a cool show. We're opening up with that song, so One Night Only.
One Night Only,
yeah,
that's a good song.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited about it.
The last year's shows the shows you mentioned as the in-concert shows were a little more, are more of the rock type of the rock variety, and I noticed that the last season shows have a little more of the pop rock feel to them than CUTC has traditionally done. I know there's a programming committee. Was that some of your influence also, or was that coincidence, or
I think it's
what?
Yes. A little change of the times, you know. I mean, a lot of when the committee looks, I mean, it's my job too. I do a lot of research, you know, and I talk to other managing directors and to see what shows are hits and misses and what's going on. I really keep in tune to everybody and everything to see what's going on. And, you know, we just want to try to shake up and a little more contemporary and try to bring some new fans into the theater company. And so we did some more of the younger shows.
So what was the result last year? Did you have...
We did pretty well. Well, the move to Parkland was nice. We did the 2-week run, and the houses were pretty good for all the shows.
Okay, so let's comment on that. The Ginny Awards are named after the Virginia Theater, but last year, most or all of the shows were at Parkland College. Aida was not.
No, Aida. Rent was at Virginia. Willy Wonka and Footloose was at Parkland. Aida was at 88 Broadway. So we were kind of like a little all over the place last year.
And that's at least in part because the Virginia Theater hasn't been available because of extensive renovations.
They were closed, and then dates weren't available to us for the fall for Parkland. So, and this year, all three shows are at Parkland this year. So we're at one location.
Which will create some consistency. So the first show last year was Rent.
Yes.
Which I saw in Chicago for the first time at the Schubert Theater. I thought it was a wonderful show, and I thought this was quite a wonderful show for Champaign Urbana Theater Company. Who were the nominees from Rent for the Ginny Awards?
Well, for male actor is Archie Messersmith.
As
Roger. Female actor is Maddie Knight as Mimi. Mark Joseph Perry as Mark Cohen. Jenny Sterling as Joanne Jefferson. No up-and-coming actor in that one. And do you want the musical moments as well?
Sure.
All right.
Does it happen to be any of the songs we're going to do? Maybe not.
I don't think so.
Okay. We won't give that away.
Yeah. The whole company is the dance, just the dance in Rent. Eric Clausel as Tom Collins for I'll Cover You.
And that was dramatic, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and boy, was it ever.
I remember it.
Comedic moment is Lauren D'Onofrio as Alexi Darling for voicemail number 4.
She's doing all the call me or email me or that part was... It was hard to pick a comedic moment for Rent.
Yeah, it's not exactly
exactly
a comedy.
And sometimes there just aren't.
Yeah, you know? There's some nominees that there's...
Yeah,
no...
there are only three nominees. So.
Well, it's kind of unusual to have a number of actor nominees from one show, because at least in many of the years past, there's been one actor, one actress, you know, one of each from each show, but that was so full of powerful performances. Well, here's one song from Rent. It's called Seasons of Love. What's the setup for this one? I don't remember the names of the songs as they come in the story.
Seasons of Love is when it opens Act 2. It's the most pop, probably the most popular song everybody will know from it. It's everybody's just standing straight line, no set, just lights beaming down on them and singing. And our cast could top right up with the Broadway cast. I'll tell you that they were wonderful on this. It's just a wonderful song. It's gorgeous.
This version is from the 1996 original Broadway cast, although they also added Stevie Wonder to this rendition of the song. It's from Rent. We're talking with representatives of the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company in advance of their annual Ginny Awards gala this Saturday here on Live and Local. Music from Rent. I think of it as
525,620.
But it's called Seasons of Love.
Yes.
From Rent. A takeoff on the story of La Bohème.
Yeah.
Used in Puccini's famous opera. And you can really, really see the parallels if you know both of those. That was the first show in the 2010 season for the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, and it will be one of the four shows honored at this weekend's Ginny Awards, which are happening on Saturday at what time? 6:30.
6:30 till midnight. Yes.
Party woo.
Yeah, well, it includes a buffet dinner, a musical review of the 2010 season, a musical preview of the 2011 season, and the award ceremony, of course, and an evening ending with dancing to music provided by Bugbee's DJ Plus, and as well as recognition of community members who volunteered their time and talents for the show, and everybody involved in the Virginia Theater. In the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. I'm thinking Ginny Awards, Virginia Theater. Is a volunteer, with the exception of you, Mike, I guess, as the managing director. And some of the directors for the individual shows and the orchestra musicians. And other than that, it's all volunteer effort. So a huge amount of effort required from the community to create community theater. And there's an awful lot of it that goes on in Champaign-Urbana, and I've always thought as Champaign-Urbana Theater Company is the jewel of the theater companies. I mean, not least because you tend to do the biggest shows that are more of the blockbuster variety, and usually at the biggest stage at the Virginia Theater, which of course has not been available of late. The next show from 2010 was...
Are we going in order?
Yeah.
Willy Wonka.
That was Willy Wonka.
Student show. It was Willy Wonka.
And that was the fifth annual
student
production, and that's now named for Kathy Murphy, the late lamented Kathy Murphy, who was one of the founding members and stalwarts of the company. She passed away a couple years ago
Two years ago, I think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so the student show now named in her memory. And how are the student shows selected? Are they limited? When you say student, does that mean include college student? Is it high school student?
It's usually 8 to 18. They try to keep it for the students. Normally it's the young and younger and old students. This year with West Side Story, it'd be more of the older students, high school, middle school. And it's just in the season planning, we just try to pick shows. On my end, I always try to pick something educational so we can use it grant-wise, education-wise, not just being a production for the kids, but I want them to take away something, with it. And the shows we have done, all of them have, Les Mis, Bye Bye Birdie, Les Mis again. Let me see how I do here. Ragtime and Willy Wonka. And West Side Story. So, wow, that's pretty good.
I had Ragtime there. I was waiting for you.
Yeah, I know. That was the one I was...
That was a wonderful show, too. That was the second one.
So I'm really proud of our company, of what we do for our youth and our theater, our student productions, and it's been wonderful since I've been here watching the creation of when the directors, what they put into it, and what the kids get out of it when they leave too. So it's a little of everything wrapped into one when we do them.
Willy Wonka is the one show I don't have a song to represent it, partly because I couldn't remember in looking things up on iTunes, because we don't have a recording here at our station. I couldn't remember how many of the songs from the movie, original movie, show up in the stage
musical. Pure Imagination and Oompa Loompa, probably.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was a different kind of show. It was fun. I mean, they had Patty Dudley, who directed, had four different sets of Oompa Loompas, so every time they went to a different kid, like Mike TV or Veruca Salt, they all had different Oompa Loompas in each group. And it was really cute how they did it. So there's a lot of stuff that was in the movie. I mean, a lot of people were trying to go, it was the Willy Wonka version or the Johnny Depp version. And you just like...
You mean the Gene Wilder version?
Yeah, what I say?
Depp. You said the Willy Wonka version.
Well, yeah.
They're all...
Willy Wonka,
yeah,
is Gene Wilder. Yeah, yeah. I'm still the old school. So
yeah, I agree. Willy Wonka and Gene Wilder.
Yeah,
they
did a great job on our stage, and I keep saying that every show. But I'm so amazed by the talent that's in this community. So I'll probably say that after every show we talk about.
Sure,
we had amazing talent.
So do we have nominees from Willy Wonka?
We do, actually. Interestingly enough, Kathy Murphy's nephew, Cullen Murphy, was Willy Wonka, and he is the Best Actor nominee. Female actress is Asia Woodward as Ariel Moon. Supporting male actor, Gabe Halstead Alvarez as Charlie Bucket. Ariane Cohen as Veruca Salt. Sorry, I haven't read through these before completely. Andrew Miller. Oh, no, I'm sorry. There was no up-and-coming because... Oh, yes, I'm sorry. John J. Nolden as the Candyman. Musical moment was parents and grandparents for Cheer Up Charlie. The dance moment was the company for Golden Age of Chocolate. Cullen Murphy is Willy Wonka in Pink Candy Boat Passengers in dramatic moment for There's No Knowing. And comedic moment, Rebecca Farrar, Tommy Howie, Nathan Meadows, and Ellie Snyder as the grandparents in Willy Wonka.
By the way, who gets to read out the winners, you know, and say, and the, could I have the envelope, please, or however you guys go about it?
Yes, well, we find the, try to locate the actor, the winners from last year, so they then present. This year, however, we have it all embedded in the video, so before the male actor is announced, we'll see the video of that person in his or her role with the name on it, so, you know, and it will just all be no stumbling over names. People will read the names, and then it will be announced.
So somebody will still get to say, and the winner is.
Yes, definitely. And they will. The winner comes up and receives the wonderful Ginny Award.
And what is the Ginny Award?
It's a medallion that has the, I believe this year it will have the comedy, tragedy masks. And it says Ginny's. So it's a pendant with a ribbon. You wear it around your neck.
Is it made of gold?
It's gold, yes.
Gold-colored.
Gold-colored, yeah.
It's got good weight to it, though. It's a worthwhile prize.
Gold-painted lead.
Maybe, I don't know.
Something like
those
that.
Those words, yeah. That's it.
Prue Runkle is with us. She's co-chair of the Ginny Awards, along with Cindy Hayvice. And Mike Galloway is the managing director for the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. The Ginny Awards are this Saturday. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our programs are made possible in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, featuring the City Company's performance of the Drama Desk Award-nominated play Death and the Plowman on Saturday, January 19th at 7:30 p.m. More information about upcoming events is at krannertcenter.com.
You're one of 170 million Americans who stay informed or get inspired.
One of 170 million Americans who use public media every month. That's more than half the country. Now public media needs your support.
Make sure the programming you need in your community stays in your community. Learn more about federal funding for public media at 170millionamericans.org.
And next on the sequence of shows and from 2010 of the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, if I remember right, was Footloose.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I didn't know that story. I'd never seen the movie myself. So let's assume others haven't either. What's the story of that show?
Footloose starred Kevin Bacon in the movie, and it was about a kid that from Chicago moved to Texas, and the town him and his mother move in doesn't allow dancing. He kind of falls for the pastor's daughter, and the pastor's the one that made the rule and pretty much runs the city. And he runs into the hicks that the boys there and kind of make trouble for him. And throughout the show, he tries to create enough buzz to the kids and everything that they want to have a dance. And by the end, they have the big dance. And all's well with the world, and guy meets girl, and everybody hugs and... Ba-dum-bum. Get the movie.
And
it was weird because it was one of those shows where basically nowadays it seems like, I mean, Spider-Man's case in point, almost everything's turning into a Broadway show. And when I first heard Footloose was going to be the musical, it took about 15, 20 minutes for me to stop laughing uncontrollably because it was one of those ones like, you're like, really?
Except that Footloose was the musical.
It was the musical movie. Right. Yeah. It's like, Blues Brothers, the musical. I mean, but a stage adaptation. It was one of those ones where you just kind of like, oh, boy. But it was put together well. And seeing the Broadway version and seeing a play adaptation of it is really interesting. I mean, if you've seen the movie and you're a fan of the movie, if you get a chance to see the stage version of it, I recommend it. And the nominees for?
The nominees?
Well, I see I made a mistake. There is no female actress for Willy Wonka.
Nope.
So Asia Woodward is really the female actress for Footloose. Male actor is Jace Allen as Ren McCormick. John Deal as Willard Hewitt in Footloose. Jenny Gleason as Vi Moore. Andrew Miller as Travis. Jenny Gleason is going to be getting the Musical Moment nominee. Can you find it in your heart? The dance moment is Jace Allen and Ren McCormick and students for I'm Free. The dramatic moment is Jeff Dare as the minister for Heaven Help Me in Footloose. And comedic moment is John Deal and Jace Allen, Clint Dodds, Tommy Howie, Kendall Johnson, Michael Meadows, and Andrew Miller for Mama Says.
That was fun.
It's a good show. Yeah, it was.
It was very funny. It was a really good show. Uh-huh. It was a good cast.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. And I do remember John Deal. Not to influence the voters, but
no.
Since I didn't see all the shows this year. I guess I saw all but one, come to think of it. Here is one of the songs you didn't mention from Footloose. This was sung in the 50th Anniversary Collector's Edition by Denise Williams. It's called Let's Hear It for the Boy. From the musical Footloose, Let's Hear It for the Boy, Denise Williams, featured from the 15th Anniversary Collector's Edition. Footloose was the third production in the 2010 season of the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. We are talking with Mike Galloway and Prue Runkle about this weekend's annual Ginny Awards Gala for the CU Theater Company. It's going to be Saturday in the Chancellor Ballroom of the I Hotel and Conference Center on South 1st Street in Champaign. It's open to the public. And if you want to get tickets, what do you have to do, Prue?
Well, the tickets are $25 and include everything that evening except the bar, which is a cash bar.
And so that means dinner, the musical review,
the musical preview, the awards.
The
dancing, the dinner, all of that.
Quite the deal.
Quite the deal. It certainly is. And iHotel does it upright for us. It's a very nice event. We can, because we have to have a number ahead of time, the ticket deadline would be 5 o'clock today.
Oh.
And to get tickets, they can call the CUTC office.
They can call the office at 344-3884. They can go online, CUTC.org. We can buy all your tickets right there and print out your ticket, bring it with you. You can print your ticket right at home. Or you can stop at our new office at 608 North Cunningham in Urbana and buy a ticket there today.
The thing is, we do need a ticket purchased ahead of time because we have to give a number to the iHotel so they know how much food to prepare.
Sure.
So if people don't want to get the meal, they can still come around 8 o'clock and for $15 get in on all the rest of the stuff, everything but the meal.
And it'll be and an extravaganza knowing how things are done when crew is involved.
And they can pay that night, so that would work as well.
So this is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our show is made possible today with support from Sweeney Brothers Carpet and Rug Gallery of Bloomington, an authorized Karastan rug dealer featuring the Antique Legends collection, rugs of legendary design with a subtle vintage patina. Sweeney Brothers of at 11 Westport Court on Bloomington's east side, where the beauty of a room starts with the floor. And the season for 2010 for the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company ended with an in-concert production of the musical Aida, which was the one, I guess, that was completely unfamiliar to me as a musical. I guess Elton John was the composer of the music for this one.
Yeah, it was wonderful music.
Tim Rice did the...
Tim Rice. Now, correct me, I think it was also an opera or...
Oh, it was an opera. It was a huge grand opera by Giuseppe Verdi, one of the most famous.
Yeah, because I saw some stuff on it when I was producing it. I was trying to get a backstory on it and checking it out. And what a gorgeous story. And, of course, this show kind of came about because we were supposed to do the producers and we couldn't get a venue at the end of the year. So we turned it into kind of an in-concert version of Aida due to space issues and everything. And 88 Broadway, we did it there and did a great job. I mean, I thought it was wonderful there. And
88 Broadway is a venue in Lincoln Square Mall.
Yeah, and we were right in the concourse. We had the whole thing put into a theater style, kind of like Assembly Hall, the pipe and drape up and the big stage, and everything was in there. And the sound was better than a lot of people thought it was going to be because the acoustics, but the way they did it and the sound people, it turned off really well. And so that show kind of ended out our year, and what a show it was.
What's the story for Aida?
And you're going to ask that. it is about Aida. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I can't remember the whole thing.
She's an Egyptian princess.
She's an Egyptian princess, falls in love with somebody with Ramin.
Radames.
Yes, thanks. See, I can't even say these. So
I've
we're even.
The, yeah,
I know the names of the characters, but I'm not sure the whole story.
Eris and the princess, and they both die, and it's dark. It's, you know, but there's some great music in it. Elton John just batting 1,000 with all his Broadway shows, I think. I mean, like, Billy Elliot's one of my ultimate favorite music, too. So,
I didn't know he'd done a bunch of Broadway shows. What are some of the others?
Lion King, Billy Elliot, Aida, and there's one more, or he's working on one more. He's working on another one, I think.
We have a selection from Aida. This one... We weren't sure what we wanted to play, so I just picked here, Every Story is a Love Story seemed appropriate enough for this particular story, and I guess for all of the, well, I don't know if that you could call Willy Wonka a love story. You could if you stretch
love for chocolate.
It out. Yeah.
There's a love for chocolate.
Yeah, well, and love for children, and good wins out in the end and all that kind of thing. Sherry Renee Scott is the featured singer from the original Broadway cast.
Wonderful voice.
Recording here on Live and Local.
Destructive.
Well, obviously that song just went directly into another one.
I didn't think about it.
If I had bought the whole album off of iTunes, I just bought that song.
Oh, by the way, Kevin, that song goes into another one.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for the warning there. Yeah. We're all trying to do other things at the same time while we're getting this show ready. Yeah, that was Mike Galloway's fault. He's the managing director of the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company and therefore bears all responsibility for everything that goes right or wrong.
Yes.
Isn't that how that goes?
Yes.
And I'm Kevin Kelly, the host of the show, and I've got nothing to do with anything that's happening here today. Prue Runkle is co-chair,
I think is good.
For the annual Ginny Awards for the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company happening this weekend in Champaign on South First Street at the Chancellor Ballroom of the I Hotel and Conference Center. It all starts at 6:30, includes buffet dinner and a musical review of the 2010 season, which we've had a bit of on today's show. And there will be a musical preview as well of the 2011 season, as well as the awards ceremony, recognition of community members involved in the company, and ending up with dancing to some DJ music. And for more information, you can go to cutc.org. That'll give you info on the gala, but also on seasons past and upcoming, and lots of other things that you can do for the theater company, because they're always looking for volunteers at many different levels. If you want to get tickets, they do encourage that you do it today, because they have to turn in a ticket reservation for food, and like your reservations by 5 o'clock today. You can get them on the website, cutc.org, print them off from there. You can phone the office at 217-344-3884. And $25 will get you in for everything. If you don't want the dinner or can't make the dinner, $15 will get you in for everything else. And we actually have been looking for finding out if we can make an official announcement on the new season.
Trying.
On as we're juggling email here, but perhaps not. But you can find these things out if you go out to the show on Saturday. Did we talk about the nominees from AIDA? I think we didn't.
I think we didn't either. And very quickly, it's Corbin Dixon as male actor, Emily Durham as female actress. I guess actress indicates female, doesn't it?
Generally.
We say female actor. The supporting male actor is Jeff Dare. He was in both Footloose and AIDA. Mara Sotelo, is the supporting female actor. Kalia Cook is the up-and-coming actor. The musical moment is Corbin Dixon and Emily Durham. The dance moment is the whole company for Dance of the Rogue in AIDA. Dramatic moment, Corbin Dixon, Emily Durham, and Mara Sotelo. And then the comedic moment is Steve Meadows and William Rose II. I guess that's a pretty funny little interlude called Death by Shooting.
AIDA is another one I don't think of as a comedy.
You're all standing around there and going, okay.
All right. Well, Mike and Prue, thanks very much for joining us on the show today. And since I have given away one of the shows for next season, which will be the sixth annual Kathy Murphy student production, West Side Story. I think we'll go out with some more from the symphonic dances from West Side Story and have a lot of fun at the awards ceremony on Saturday.
And thanks.
Real quick, the big news is we're going to announce, we can't get it on because I haven't heard yet, but this afternoon they go on cutc.org. They'll see all what we're talking about for our 2011 season. Got some exciting news to talk about. So
yeah, if you've seen the announcement, it's going to be slightly different than what has previously been announced.
Yes.
Let's leave it at that.
Yes. good wording.
But, yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, yes. Kevin.
Thanks for both coming on. And support for our show today comes in part from the Corkscrews Bouvon Wine Bar, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with a full list of wines from around the world by the glass and by the bottle. Wine tastings are held every Saturday from noon to 4. Information is available at 217-337-7704 or at Facebook at Bouvon Wine Bar. And I just remembered that I would like to do a little bit of a calendar of the pretty small number of things that I have on my calendar, which doesn't mean there aren't other things going on. It just means that we haven't picked them up or haven't been told about them. So please tell us about your event, if it has to do with the performing arts, by writing to me at willcalendar@illinois.edu. That's W-I-L-L calendar at illinois.edu. Tonight at the Rose Bowl Tavern in downtown Urbana is the Tuesday night Troubadours with some bluegrass and country music. That's at 9 o'clock. Donnie Heitler is playing his weekly solo piano jazz gig at the Great Impasta in Urbana tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Caleb Cook is at the Rose Bowl Tavern tomorrow night at 9 o'clock in Urbana. Composer Philip Bluma is at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. He's of the University of Illinois faculty. That's in Urbana tomorrow night at 7:30. The Pacifica Quartet is presenting the third in its cycle of four concerts of the Shostakovich String Quartets. That's Thursday night at 7:30 at the Krannert Center in Urbana. Ben Bedford, who was recently on this show, wonderful singer-songwriter, is going to be at Aroma Cafe Thursday evening, downtown Champaign at 7 o'clock. And the University of Illinois Jazz Combos are in the Iron Post at the Iron Post in Urbana Thursday night, also at 7 o'clock. And here we pick up from part three of the Symphonic Dances from Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story.